Coming up on today's episode, we're going over that Game 7. Hawks finish off the Sixers. We're recapping what went on during the game. And also, we're getting into Game 1 Western Conference Finals. Devin Booker put on a show against the Clippers. We also introducing a new segment, Crumble or Show Up. Who's it going to be? Are you going to crumble under pressure? Are you going to show up and show the world what you're made of? Let's go. Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Sports Talk from the Crib. I'm your host, Tanner Christian. We got a lot to get into today, especially about this NBA basketball playoff has heated up. We saw some great games. We also saw some bad performances. You know, you can hint the episode, Crumble or Show Up. It's a new segment I'm going to be introducing to the show, and we're going to go over this segment during before every basketball game. Game 1, 2, 3, and for the series, like, whatever, crumble or show up. And you could thank Ben Simmons for this one. I was just tired of some of these players, you know, not fulfilling their job. Not going out there and showing the world what they can do. This kind of taking it easy, lollygagging around. But, you know, we're also going to show love to the ones that do go out there, put their heart and soul out there for that game and for their teammates and coaches and fans. You know, we're going to reward those guys that go out there and say, we're not losing this game. It's our time. Time is now. Championship's on the line. So with that being said, let's hop into Game 7. Recap, Hawks and the 76ers. It was a battle. It actually went down to the wire. Went down the fourth quarter again. Oh, my goodness. And that's where things started to unravel by a certain guy we're going to get into in a little bit. But anyways, Hawks, 103, Sixers, 96. So the Hawks finish off the Sixers in a tight seven-game series. They will go on and face the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's get into some of the stats. Trae Young struggled a lot from the field during this game. He did hit a couple good shots there in the fourth quarter to help him get over the hump, but 21 points, 10 assists, 5 of 23 from the overall from the field, 2 of 11 from 3. So he struggled, but an unlikely hero, Kevin Huerter, 27 points. And he was getting guarded by Seth Curry for majority, and he was just abusing that size, and he just went off. John Collins did handle business down low for him, 19 points, 16 rebounds. For the Sixers, Joel Embiid, 31 points, 11 rebounds. Tobias Harris, 24 points, 14 rebounds. He struggled from the field, though, too. Tobias Harris went 8 of 24 overall. And Ben Simmons, who we dub a all-star. Didn't he make the all-star game this year over like a Trae Young? Isn't that what happened? Anyways, 5 points, 8 assists, or I'm sorry, 8 rebounds, 13 assists, 2 of 4 field goals, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. The guy shot 4 times. 4. This man just doesn't want to shoot. And a lot of the blame comes down in the end to him. Joel Embiid struggled a little bit down the stretch. He had a costly turnover, but when you're a point guard, the main guy who's distributing the ball, Ben Simmons, you may say, hey, 13 assists. Look at those. Passing the ball very well, trying to hit others, but will be wide open and not shooting the ball. Handing the ball off to Joel Embiid almost at half court because you don't want to get touched or fouled is a problem. A major problem. And we saw it late in this game. Ben Simmons had a wide open dunk. It wasn't just like a jumper or a three-pointer. This time it was a dunk. and he passed it up. And this was a crucial play in the game. Down two. Passed open. A wide open dunk. Now, so let's not hard on Ben Simmons at all. Who is the biggest blame in this series for the 76ers collapse? Because they did blow a 26-point lead early in the series. Remember that. Who has the biggest blame? That's our opening question. And the answer is going to be Ben Simmons. But Doc Rivers should get a lot of the blame too. Joel Embiid is going to get some. But if you're looking for somebody to really make a blame on this game, you're going to start with Ben Simmons. You're definitely starting with Ben Simmons, and then you're going to point to Doc Rivers, and here's why. Doc Rivers for the Clippers, the last 6-7 years, never got them into the Western Conference Finals. What happened this year when he left that team? Ty Lue came in to be the head coach. They were without Kawhi Leonard for the last 2 games and were able to beat the number 1-seeded Utah Jazz in the West to advance to the Western Conference Finals for the first time in their franchise history. Doc Rivers couldn't do that with that team. And they're missing more people than they were last year. They blew a 3-1 series lead last year when the Doc was their head coach for the Clippers. Now he's the head coach for the Sixers. This year we think maybe Doc Rivers can, you know, help him out with his shot. Maybe he can help him improve from the line, get him in the gym, you know, do something different with the offense. Not the case. Doc Rivers has lost his 4th straight Game 7 in a row, like straight, dating back for the Clippers. He is now 6-9 all time in Game 7s. He's been historically known being the head coach to blow leads, to not get his team over the hump to the next level. Yes, he won a championship in Boston. But look who was on that Boston team when he inherited it. They brought in Kevin Garnett. They brought in Ray Allen. They got Rondo, they drafted. Then they got in, Kendrick Perkins was a lesser known guy. He was drafted by him. So you had James Posey come in. You had some crafty little veterans come in with the team to make them better and make it work. Hall of Famers, right? That was the big three before there was a big three and everybody wanted to come team up. Thing is, they happened via trades. That's how that all worked out. And some a little bit in the draft. That's how that Boston team got developed. And that's how they won a championship versus the Lakers. And that's kind of why they didn't win a championship versus the Lakers anyway, because Kobe Bryant stood in the way and wasn't going to have it a second time. But anyways, Doc Rivers deserves a lot of the blame too. I would go at least 60% Ben Simmons, maybe 35% Doc. And then the other 5%, I'm putting on, you know, what could have been an MVP in Joel Embiid. I'm putting a little bit of blame on him too. On the rest of the team, let's just put it that way, 5% on the rest of the team. But those two guys are the main cause why this team couldn't advance in the playoffs and why they're going to be sitting at home in Philly. That is why. Doc Rivers is not the head coach everybody thinks he is. Just because he had that one little good little stint in Boston when the big three was together in their prime still. But now Ben Simmons deserves the most because 0 field goal attempts in games 4 through 7. In the fourth quarter, the man did not attempt a single shot. He shot 34% overall from the foul line in the playoffs. That is the worst in NBA history. In the history of the game. A guy that has about 4 years, $140 million on his contract. Can't shoot. Afraid to even take a layup or a dunk now. Who everybody thought coming out of LSU was going to be something. He was just a jump shot away from being the next LeBron. That was the talk, wasn't it? But this man hasn't done any of that. He's a great passer. You know, great facilitator. He gets other people involved. Plays pretty damn good defense. But in the fourth quarter again, Trae Young got off a couple of shots and made him. Why? Ben Simmons was being lazy on D. It makes the question is, and I hate to kind of throw that out there, is he throwing games? Because there's no way this kid is this bad. He's only 24 years old still. There is no way he is this bad. He's regressed every single year since he's been in the NBA. Every year he's regressed. Especially when it comes to his shot. So what's the problem? Why? You see his defense let up in the fourth quarters. You see him start making lazy passes. You definitely used to see him not shoot the ball. So, what's going on? Is he throwing games or not? I'm being serious about it. It doesn't make sense to me. That much talent. That much, you know, you can have all that aggression. Shaq from TNT. I love watching those guys at night when after the game's over. During halftime and whatever. He said he would have knocked his ass out if he did that. Joel Embiid saying, oh, we lost momentum because we gave up shots. Potential for two, we only got one. Doc Rivers, head coach, comes out and says, you know, was asked if he can be a championship point, if he could be the point guard on a championship team. I can't answer the question to that. So now his team, his head coach, are throwing him on the bus pretty much because they know. That performance in Game 7 was pathetic. The performance you've had throughout the series was pathetic. This guy's only attempted 3 shots in the fourth quarter during the whole 7-game series. Guess what? He was 3 for 3. 100%. Man, this guy's the GOAT. 100% in the fourth quarter when it comes to him shooting. He only shot 3 times and made 3 of them. That's the guy? That's your leader? That's your second best player? Get out of here. That's how I feel about that. Time to move on. Philly fans, feel bad for you. This team had it these last, you know, couple years. They've choked. An unfortunate bounce from that Kawhi Leonard 2 years ago that, you know, Toronto ended up winning the championship because of it. Some unlucky moments, but we had a leader on your team back then. That was Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler was the leader. He's the guy who took the ball in the closing minutes, said, this is mine. Y'all decided for Tobias Harris instead of Jimmy Butler. You know, Jimmy Butler wasn't going to be playing with Ben Simmons doing this. Responsibility goes on the head coach, the whole organization, Philly fans. My goodness, feel for you today. But damn it, Ben Simmons, you better prove yourself wrong. But you're done in Philly. Okay, let's talk some good basketball now after that. You know, it was a little depressing. We got to talk some good basketball because we had it in Game 1 in the Western Conference Finals. Both teams hustled, played with lights out. It was a great back-and-forth game. Suns were still without CP3. He wasn't allowed to play in Game 1 due to COVID protocols. Kawhi Leonard is still out. There's no chance of him even probably returning. The word is coming out of that camp. But so Kawhi was out for the Clippers. CP3 out for the Suns, but it was still one incredible game. The Suns came out on top 120 to 114, but Paul George for Clippers, I get on to him because he's had some bad playoff games, but damn it, 34 points yesterday, and he's one of the reasons why they won last series versus the Jazz when Kawhi's been out. Paul George has been playing some great damn basketball. I want to give him some props. And so has Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson showing us flashes of what he was too. And man, 24 more points. He's been staying red hot. But the story of the game from Phoenix, Devin Booker, he recorded his first ever triple-double in his career, and it came in Game 1 in the Western Conference Finals. How about that? 40 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists. DeAndre Ayton helped him out, 20 points, 9 rebounds. They had 6 overall players in double figures. And the Suns overall, they shot 55% from the field during the game. So these role players for the Suns really stepped up. Cameron Payne played really well, stepping in for CP3 in that starting lineup, a point guard. That guy is a guy who nobody wanted, right? He jumped around different G leagues. Nobody wanted him in draft. Like, he's bounced around the league the last couple years. They got him in the bubble last year when they made their little playoff run. They kept him now, and he's been playing incredible basketball too. Bridges is another guy playing very damn well. Like Jay Crowder. Now, all these guys, they play as a team. That's what I love about Phoenix. Same the Clippers. Their collective team right now is they're rallying, you know, themselves. Tyler's been a good coach for them. I mean, for them to pull off that huge series win over the Jazz, you know, by winning those final two games without Kawhi is impressive in itself. They're going to have a daunting task during this series, though. It's, you know, it's going to be a lot different. Because you can kind of shed the Jazz, even though they're number one seed. If you can kind of shed this Donovan Mitchell, keep him under control for just a little bit during the game, right? Because we know he can go off and go crazy. You can kind of beat that team, right? Outside, Mike Conley was out. So their starting five was this. That's pretty much it when it comes to Jazz. The Suns, they got depth. They got a lot of young kids. Cam Johnson's another guy. Like, they got a lot of young people coming off the bench. Torrey Craig was another great pickup. Like, they add depth when you need rest, right? And this game came down to the wire. Of course, no Devin Booker. This is an incredible performance, man. This guy is, he really is, like, inner channeling Kobe Bryant. Like, this is how he plays the game. He is bringing out the Mamba in him. That's how Devin Booker plays. And people better start respecting this man. Start putting him on the All-NBA team. Start putting him on the All-Star teams, like, every year. Because from now on, this guy is shining at the biggest moments. Because we're getting to see it. First 6 years in the NBA, he didn't make the playoffs. Phoenix has been a little bit of a laughingstock. Well, they've added key pieces. James Jones won Executive of the Year, a former player. He's been in the finals. He won a few championships with Miami, then in Cleveland. So he knows. He's made the moves. He got Executive of the Year for a reason. He made some big moves. He knows what he's doing in the front office. This Phoenix team, the crowd was amazing. It's great to see. You know, team, I'm as happy right now in the playoffs that the teams we got in it, they haven't won a championship. Clippers have never won. Suns have never won. Now, East now, I don't think Atlanta's even won. Milwaukee has. It's been a damn long time. So this is what's going to make it great. We didn't get our Lakers-Clippers showdown, right? We didn't get LA versus LA. We're not getting LA versus Brooklyn, like we all wanted to. So, I'm actually happy for the NBA. We're going to see somebody different. We're seeing different stars make it. We're seeing them shine on the highest level. Devin Booker, first career playoffs playing like this. DeAndre Ayton, first career playoffs playing like this. Like, a lot of first-timers on this team. But they added some savvy veterans in, like, Chris Paul and Jay Crowder to help out with that and have their leadership prepare them for the moment. Like, this is incredible basketball. This Western Conference Finals game yesterday, this is NBA basketball. This is the NBA basketball we want to see. Two teams battling it out, playing very well. Now, what is it going for in this series? Chris Paul is coming back. Kawhi Leonard, probably not. And with that, like, I don't really see Clippers. Clippers may steal a game, but I think this series may be over sooner than people think, too. Especially if Chris Paul comes back in game 2. So that'd be Tuesday night. I really like the Suns team. They're my pick to win it all. Even if they were to face, say, the Bucks in the championship, I still think they can beat that team. It's just incredible basketball. I love it, man. I like seeing this side. Unlike the East, we may see some bad basketball. It's going to be Milwaukee, Atlanta. We may still see some bad basketball there, but you'll see moments of some good basketball there. But that's what it is, man. Devin Booker, lights out, and it's great overall basketball. But now let's talk about those Brooklyn Nets, right? Was it a failure? That's our next topic. Was it a big failure for the Brooklyn Nets this year to lose and not advance, not even to the Eastern Conference Finals? And I really think it is. Ultimate failure. They were battling injuries. They tried to bring in guys. James Harden wasn't 100%. I understand that. Kyrie Irving didn't play the final three games. His ankle injury. Kevin Durant was out there playing out of his mind. Incredible. 48 points is the largest ever in a Game 7 loss. But Game 7 period, put it that way, in the playoffs. But he played like he wanted to play, right? James Harden looked like he was just out there just to be out there. And I've always felt that way about him. He never comes up clutch in the moments in the playoffs. He's just never done that. Kyrie, I wish he would have just gone out there and try and gut it out for Game 7 and gave us something. It seems like he's a little disinterested in basketball, too. That's the problem. Kevin Durant is all in on basketball. Kyrie's worried about the world. James Harden's worried about his money. Right? That's what I believe. That's how it comes off to me. Because Kevin Durant, this series, the man played the best basketball he's ever played in his career. And that's saying something because he's an NBA Finals MVP. Like this series, he's like, yo, I'm the number one basketball player in the world. He proved it during this series. Giannis wouldn't guard him only in certain times. Giannis was a little afraid to guard him. That's why I think this Eastern Conference Finals is going to be a little, some bad basketball stretches. But is it a failure for Brooklyn? You're absolutely right it is. You got three of the best, 10 players in the league on the team, and you can't get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Saying something. You added Blake Griffin. He actually played really, really well. He showed flashbacks of himself. The Los Angeles Clippers played. From his Los Clippers days. Like, Lob City, Blake Griffin played phenomenal this series. Some of the other guys just didn't get in rotation. Joe Harris played horrible. He was a big factor in why he lost. He just couldn't hit shots. There was something on the rim when he shot because it was going out every single time. But is it a failure? Absolutely right. It is. Kevin Durant, though, no blame goes on him. The guy put his heart out there. He played lights out. But to have the three of the best 10 players in the league on the same team, no excuses, though. I don't care if you're hurt or not. You all came together. You wanted it there. James Harden wanted out of Houston to play with everybody in Brooklyn. Kyrie and Kevin teamed up last year when came back from injuries. Kyrie Irving sat out multiple times this year just because, not even due to an injury. This had to take personal, reasons off. Week here, week there. So this team, Steve Nash as a head coach, can he actually make adjustments? We don't know. Because it didn't seem like he really made a whole lot of adjustments anyway during this game. Or during this series. Kevin Durant, we know he's there. Basketball. His head's right. Kyrie's head's not right. They have no defense. Defense is always going to be a problem. But big time failure this year for the Brooklyn Nets. Alright, it's time for the new segment in the show. Thanks in large part to Ben Simmons. Crumble or show up? Going to name players where we think we're going to crumble or show up during the game. So, Game 2, Western Conference Finals. Suns Clippers Tuesday night. Who's going to crumble? Who's going to show up? I'm going to name some names. See what y'all think. Let's get into it. So, first one, Devin Booker. Can he repeat that performance? Is he going to crumble in game two? Or is he going to show up? And he's definitely going to show up. Don't ever disrespect this man ever again. Don't ever disrespect his Mamba mentality. Devin Booker, he's going to show up. 40 points, triple-double. Yeah, you may not get that again, the triple-double, but I expect him to get 30, 28, you know, maybe not as much points, but he impacted the game on all levels. So definitely show up. Now, this one's a little bit iffy. How about the next one? Paul George, is he going to crumble or show up in game two and even the series 1-1 and take it back to L.A.? Now, I don't know if he's going to do all that. But I definitely expect Paul George. He's going to show up. He's been showing up pretty much all damn postseason. This guy is proving the haters wrong, proving me wrong, proving everybody wrong. Like, hey, Kawhi's out. My team now. I'm going to show up. And that's what he's going to do. He's going to show up in game two. May not get the win, but he's definitely going to show up and give it his all. Now, I'm going to throw in a couple other players in here. I'm going to throw in a couple other. We don't know if Chris Paul is going to play, right? Let's put in there somebody. Let's put him in there, huh? How about Cameron Payne? Is he going to crumble or show up? Yeah, what do you have? 11 points, 9 assists past game? I think he's going to show up too. I like his play. I really like his play, man. Him, like, he's been kind of like the unsung hero a little bit in a different kind of way. Like, the impact, the speed to get around defenders, and able to get a few easy hoops is very impressive, and I like it, man. I expect him to show up. All right. How about, back to over to the Clippers, Reggie Jackson, crumble or show up? Hey, we haven't gotten a crumble yet, and we're not getting one here. Show up. Reggie Jackson's going to show up again. He looks gangster out there with the look now, right? He's out there balling, shooting lights out. The guy's playing, going ham. So I expect Reggie Jackson to show up again. He's been on fire late, especially these last like 4 or 5 games, man. He's been damn good, impressive. He's going to show up. All right, next. Ben Simmons. He already crumbled. Ben Simmons is rotten. I just had to put him in here. Will he ever crumble? Well, hold on. Will Ben Simmons ever shoot the ball 20 plus times during a game? Will he continue to crumble or show up? I'm going to say this. He's done in Philly. He's definitely going to crumble. Oh, Ben Simmons will always crumble. He will never be that player. He will never show up in the fourth. He will just never shoot the ball 20 plus times in a game. Ben Simmons will always crumble. And thank you for finally putting this segment together. I want to thank Ben Simmons for making me do this, for making me put this segment in here and naming it specifically after you. I mean, I show some love to all those players, man, because they're going to show up. They're not going to give up wide open dunks, wide open layups, wide open, you know, shots from anywhere. They're going to pass the ball out of bounds. They're going to clank things off the backboard. They're not going to like commit stupid fouls. They're going to show up, unlike you. Ben Simmons has crumbled. His entire career has now crumbled because nobody wants him. Nobody's going to trade for him. It's done after that. Crumbling, Ben Simmons. All right, now that's going to do it for today's episode. One, thank you for joining me here on Sports Talk from the Crib with your favorite sports host, Tanner Christian. Remember to check out the website at FeelTheHeatEntertainment.com. That's FeelTheHeatEnt.com. For your blog updates and to be able to stream the podcast episode right on the website. We also got pretty cool merch on there as well. So be sure to check it out. Every Monday and Wednesday, we're streaming on every single available platform. Be Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon. No, wherever it is, you know, it is available. It is on it. So be sure to check it out and subscribe so you don't miss any episodes airing every Monday and Wednesday. Also, check out the social media networks at Feel the Heat ENT on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube as well. So thank you all for joining me again. You all have a blessed day. Peace out.